What a beautiful Sunday we have to gather together. One thing I must preach about, and then one thing I want to preach about. So we celebrate the solemnity of the Ascension, so I must preach about that. And then I want to preach about moms, because it's Mother's Day. So first, the Ascension. What is the Ascension? Why is it so important? Why does the Church make it a solemnity on par with Christmas and Easter, Pentecost? Well, here's what it's not. This is not about Jesus just peacing out. See ya, suckers. Good luck. It's not about that. That's not even close. So, what is the Ascension about? At least two things. First, Jesus shows us where we are headed and where our true home is. And then second, he ascends to heaven in order to send the Holy Spirit to us. So first, where we're headed and where our true home is. If you pay attention to the prayers of this Mass, especially the Collect Prayer, but also the preface right before the Eucharistic prayer, you'll see repeated in the Church's liturgy and in her wisdom over and over that Jesus is the head. And where the head goes, the body follows. So Jesus ascends to heaven, not to leave us, not to separate himself from us, but to open the way to where we are going. He didn't come to leave us. He ascends to lead us. We're meant for heaven. Our home is not here. Our home is with God in the heavenly homeland. And Jesus ascending reminds us of that. We are made for heaven. Where he goes as our head, we, the body, will follow with confidence and with great hope. Second is this. When Jesus ascends, he doesn't leave behind the human nature he assumed at the incarnation. He ascends fully God, yes, and also fully man. That's important because he brings that full human nature into relationship, into the place where he, from all eternity, received the love of the Father. Now, Jesus as Son, as second person of the Trinity, receives that love, and he does so as our brother, as one who didn't leave behind our humanity, but one who took him with him as he ascends to heaven. Now, why does that matter? Because the eternal exchange between the Father and the Father who loves the Son who loves the Father in return, that exchange is actually a person. It's the third person of the Trinity. It's the Holy Spirit. And Jesus ascending to heaven with our human nature opens the way for us then to receive the Holy Spirit. And that changes everything. In the first reading, Jesus says to the disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." We receive power, and not just any type of power, but the power of God himself, who comes into our lives as the Holy Spirit. To do what? To confirm us in who we are. We are now all beloved sons and daughters in the one who is the Son by nature. What he is by nature, we become through adoption in the Spirit. And we are then confirmed in our mission. And that mission is to be witnesses. Be witnesses of God himself to the ends of the earth. Then we have in our gospel, Jesus saying, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Brothers and sisters, that call is for all of us, every one of us, not just for me. I'm proclaiming the gospel to you now, but the call of the church is to then go from this mass into the whole world and proclaim the good news, the gospel, to everyone. That's way more than just preaching. That's living our lives in a certain manner that changes the people we encounter. That's where moms come in. That's where moms come in. Moms, you proclaim the gospel by living your lives in a particular manner. And before I go deeper into that, just this. First, this parish has so many, many faithful women who nourish the life and the growth of this cathedral. So before I focus specifically on mothers, I just want to note that. Ladies, all of you who are here, you have a feminine genius. It's part of your very nature. It's who you are. In that genius is to nurture life and to allow it to grow. So whether you're a physical mother or not, that's part of you. See, we're all made, men and women. Our souls reflect that reality. All women here, you're meant to live spousal realities and then maternal realities, just as all the men are, spousal realities and then paternal realities. The way in which we live that looks different. So I have a spousal relationship with my bride, the church, and then I live a spiritual paternity. There are more ways to live spousal realities and paternal or maternal realities than just getting married. And that's true for all the ladies here. So many of you, even if you're not married, even if you don't have your own physical kids, are spiritual mothers. You nurture life, you cause it to grow. So good work, and thank you for your witness. Now to the moms. You do that as well in a beautiful spiritual and physical way. First reading, you'll be my witnesses to the ends of the earth, and then the charge to go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel. Moms, what a powerful witness and proclamation of the gospel your vocation as a mother is. Thank you. 1,000 times, thank you. A few years ago, I was catching up with a Carroll alumna. She was married, and I didn't know exactly what her life looked like, career, everything else. So I just asked her, I said, so how are things going? And she said, oh, I'm just a mom. And I was like, excuse me? What did you say? She's like, I'm just a mom. I said, no, you're not just a mom. You are a mom. What a great dignity. What a great power. What a great vocation. We need to take time to reflect on that. Moms, maybe even you need to take time to reflect on that. We take the greatest things in our life for granted, probably because it's so accessible to us, our Lord in the Eucharist, the gift of our faith. Moms, because they're always there. Just such a beautiful, stabilizing, solid presence, with so much gentleness and beauty. We need to reflect on that. Moms, you need to reflect on that in your own life. Know your dignity. Know your power, the powerful witness that you bring to life. Know your mission. You know that God trusts you with an immortal soul that you then form in your very body to give it life and existence in this world so that that soul can be with God forever in the next. There is hardly anything more important and powerful than that. So thank you. Thank you for your yes to that life. I know that yes costs, but everything that's beautiful and good costs. It's not cheap. It's not easy. It's beautiful and good precisely because it costs. You'll hear more about a saint I want to preach about in the future more completely. Her name is Saint Gianna Mola. She's a recent saint, a great patroness for mothers. She gave her life, actually, to preserve a child that she could have aborted. She was a doctor. She was a brilliant woman, pediatrician. So kind of this beautiful life lived, right, for others and for her family. She has a great quote. She said, "Love and sacrifice are as intimately connected as sun and light." Love and sacrifice, as intimately connected as sun and light. I know it costs to love as a mother loves. There's sacrifice in that. The sacrifice is what makes that love so profound and deep. And that love, that type of love rooted in sacrifice, is what changes the world. It heals souls. It gives hope for the future. So moms, thank you for loving that way. I have just one thing I'd like to encourage our moms with, because I hear it often in the confessional and then outside as well. A lot of moms put so much pressure on themselves to do things perfectly. Part of that is because the vocation matters so much. I think you innately understand that. Every vocation in the church matters. And listen, every vocation in the church calls us far beyond our natural capacities. My vocation as a priest is far beyond my natural capacities. You husbands and fathers, it's far beyond what you can naturally do. And you wives and mothers, it's far beyond what you can do on your own. So don't put the pressure on yourself of trying to do this life alone or independent of the help that God provides. First, no one asks you to do that. God doesn't. And also, you can't do that. It's far beyond your capacity. So you lean on the grace that God offers to you. And there's two graces in particular that you moms have a very special claim on. First is your relationship to Jesus in the Eucharist. And then the second is your relationship to our Blessed Mother. First, Jesus in the Eucharist. Why do you have a special claim on him, our Eucharistic Lord? Here's why. Because you don't just image, but you incarnate the very logic of the Eucharist. You'll hear at the consecratory prayers, Jesus say, "This is my body, which will be given up for you." Moms, you do that. You incarnate that. You give your body up so that someone else can have life. Know your dignity. Know the grace of your vocation. And know that Jesus is there to give you the strength to live it out. So every time you come to the altar, every time you come to receive communion, receive from the Lord the strength that allows you to do that very thing, to give your body for the sake of the life of the church and the world. The Lord wants to meet you and he wants to help you. We don't do it alone. We can't do it alone. It's always through him and with him and in him. Second, you have a special claim on Our Lady. First, as a woman, she gets you. Second, as a mother, a perfect mother, she loves you. Go to her. Build that real relationship because she's a real person who's alive, who cares about you, who is your spiritual mother. Build that relationship so that when the yes is hard, you can receive from her the encouragement and the intercession necessary to keep saying yes. It's what she did. She said yes, an unwavering, steadfast yes to life. She kept going deeper and deeper into that yes. So let her walk with you. Let her wrap you in her mantle. Have some good and even fun conversations as the laundry piles up, as the meal burns a little in the oven because you were doing something else because another kid was over here and the different kid was over here. Don't take this so incredibly stressfully serious. Talk to Mary. Let her love you so that you can enjoy your vocation. Our vocations aren't burdens. They're blessings. That's for all of us. That's for all of us. To know that we can't do it alone and that we don't have to. And no one ever asked us to. So moms, you lean on our Lord and our Lady. And all of us, the same thing. We lean on our Lord and on our Lady to know who we are, to know where we're going, heaven, our true homeland, and to know the grace and the power that comes with the Holy Spirit who Jesus gives to us. We're called to be witnesses. We're called to proclaim the gospel and to do so in a way that helps others say yes to life. So mothers, thank you for your yes, and may we all follow your example in saying yes to life and in saying yes to God. By the way, that screaming child is perfect. That was a perfect end to this homily. So good job, Mom. We love you. The kid's like, take me outside.